From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. The Confederate battle flag is coming down from the South Carolina State House, and New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu has asked the City Council to consider removing four monuments commemorating Confederate leaders and battles from public spaces in that city. Controversy bubbled up across the country after a mass shooting at a black church in Charleston last month. The suspected shooter had posted pictures of himself holding a Confederate flag. Dialogue on Race Louisiana is planning a public conversation here in Baton Rouge about what has happened. Maxine Crump is facilitating that. Hi, Maxine.
Hi, Amy.
Are people around you or your family or your friends or your colleagues talking about this, talking about the Confederate flag and what it might mean and what it might mean for us in Louisiana?
The answer is no, they're not talking about it. People around me don't mention it.
Why do you think that is? Is it because of the fact that, you know, here in Louisiana, we are not among the states that has historically flown the Confederate battle flag, at least not officially?
There are many things that come up nationally that I don't hear much conversation around. It just seems to be that Louisiana does have that response to a lot of national things. It's like, well, that's them. It is wonderful that we don't fly the Confederate flag on any state property here. However, the state does allow or endorse and give an opportunity for people to have the Confederate flag on their license plate. And that may be an area that we need to look at.
Yeah, that's been the case since 1999. You can get a Confederate logo on your license plate. The other thing that's on the books in Louisiana is that along with the American flag and the state flag, you can't desecrate the Confederate flag in Louisiana.
And I'm glad you brought that up because that's a huge fact that most people don't know about. Which makes the Confederate flag equal to our country's flag here in Louisiana.
Part of what's interesting about this is, you know, in South Carolina, they didn't start flying the Confederate flag over the State House until 1961.
Mm-hmm.
And in Louisiana, the state statute with respect to desecrating flags was not extended to include the Confederate flag until 1960.
Most people know that that was the height of the civil rights movement. So if they put those symbols up then, or when we endorse the flag that can't be desecrated, we're saying that we want to wave in the face of this movement our status quo that we want to hold on to, and that is keeping things where they are, racially divided behind a color line.
Over the last few weeks, in the wake of what happened in Charleston, there have been a few flare-ups over the Confederate flag here. A customer ordered a cake with the flag on it from a Walmart in Slidell, and the bakery denied his request. So, to make a point, he ordered a cake decorated with the flag of the militant group ISIS instead, and that got made, which Walmart later said was a mistake. But what that customer in Slidell had really wanted was a Confederate flag cake that also read, "Heritage, not hate." You, Maxine, are a Louisianian born and bred. Do you see any of your own heritage when you see the Confederate flag or other symbols of the Confederacy?
It is my heritage. It's my heritage by birth from the four parents that I have that were also a part of the white establishment. That's who they are. It's also a part of my Southern heritage in that that was the battle flag that flew over the part of my heritage that's black that says we want to keep the enslavement so that our economy can continue to be built on the backs of those of you who are really not quite fully people. So, yeah, it represents my heritage, but not in a way that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing the flag doesn't really bother me. Where it is seen and how our institutions are endorsing it says a lot to me.
Lee High School in Baton Rouge is being rebuilt. And at some of the community meetings where plans for what would become of it were being considered, the question of what to call the school did come up. This was a predominantly black community deciding whether a school should continue to be named for a Confederate general. And the consensus, vocally anyway, was that it should be left alone, that it should still be called Lee High School. What do you make of that?
It's like you asked about what the South will talk about. And I noticed that when you interview a lot of people of color in Baton Rouge on this station and on any other news station, they're very careful to make sure they don't say anything that sounds divisive. It used to be that whites were worried about not offending. Now it's both people of color and people who are white trying not to offend. And as a result, real conversation isn't happening. So they don't know enough about how the name of that school was chosen, why it's important to consider changing it. And so it'll probably be left there until some way there's an awakening to find to celebrate Robert E. Lee, but not at the name of a school. I think that the school system needs to think about and reconsider the name of that school.
The name of Robert E. Lee High School is not changing. And it sounds to me that what you're saying is there are a couple of reasons for that. And one might be that people are sort of afraid to voice an objection to it.
They don't want to be accused of playing the race card.
Yeah. They're either sort of afraid to quote unquote play the race card that way, or they're just sort of unaware or disconnected from the history of why it would have been named that in the first place.
Both of those.
Maxine Crump is the director of Dialogue on Race Louisiana, which will be holding a public conversation about this topic very soon. Thanks, Maxine.
My pleasure.
I'm Amy Jeffries, and this is WRKF.